The Week That Was with Gaundy and Maz. With so many big things happening in the world this week, we decided to kick it all off with some expert opinions. The only issue was our experts had some questionable advice.
Let's find out how we can get rich with this guy.
Trevor Long. I fully don't get cryptocurrency. I see it in the news a lot. I see the word. There's Bitcoin. There's Dogecoin. Carol Baskin has set up her own big cat coin. Did you know about that?
That's good stuff.
NFTs. That's another whole new thing as well.
NFTs.
Get me started, as if it's possible to trade a meme. I mean, that's just ridiculous. It's a tweet you can just go, it's on the internet. Why do you want to own that? There are NBA trading cards that are NFTs. Honestly, people, your money can be used better elsewhere. I'm sorry, it's just weird.
Don't apologise, Trev. This is great. This is good stuff. You're giving some solid advice.
But you could buy a bit of Bitcoin, though. I mean, you know, never mind.
Gamble, just pick the right one, Trev says.
And when our experts went giving away advice, they were giving away insults.
Tom Tilley from The Briefing Podcast, so excited to talk about the budget.
Ooh, yeah, it's exciting stuff, isn't it?
We don't really get it. What's going on?
Well, basically, it's a big cash splash. They're spending loads of money. They're going to spend $160 billion more than they're bringing in. So we're going into more and more debt.
Don't you think interest rates is going to go up, though, if they're going to have to pay this back at some point?
Well, interest rates might go up if we start to see inflation. At the moment, it's pretty low. But yeah, one day people will have to pay these massive loans they're taking out on their houses.
Fingers crossed, hey, for the future. That's all we can do.
Just the way you asked that last question about interest rates, sounds like you guys are in a lot of debt. I felt a lot of stress.
I'm so stressed, man.
Jeez, you read me so well, Tom.
I hate the budget.
I'm freaking out, man.
After copping so much flack, it was time to avoid the experts. At least we think that's why Gaundy wasn't filling in contact tracing forms.
I had a moment this week where Jamie wanted to go into a certain store and I said, I can't go in there because if I do ever get COVID in the next few weeks for whatever reason and they put it all over news.com.au like they did the barbecue guy, I don't want people to go through my list and go, shopping centre, this, that, and then they go, boom, what's this one?
Oh my gosh, were you worried because it was a dodgy place?
Nah, it wasn't too dodgy. She wanted to go into a shop called Curly Sue's Wigs.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I refused to go in. She eventually talked me into going into the shop, which I had to then check in.
Oh, yes,
so
that's
if
on
I
your
get...
contact tracing list. I mean, I'm hoping that you don't get COVID in the next few weeks, but now that you've told this story...
Don't bring it on me, Maz.
I really hope you get it because contact tracing list will be so funny now because then you're going to be the wig guy.
It's just takeaway, takeaway, takeaway. Wig shop?
What?
Takeaway, 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 takeaway.
After Gaundy did his week shopping, he suspiciously went missing. But not before we were joined by a bird expert and Big Brother contestant to make sure we were across plenty of bird facts on the show.
As he was getting evicted, he had a speech and he was going through all the housemates and describing them as birds. Take a listen.
Christina, you're this amazing, beautiful paradise kingfisher, which is my favourite bird.
And he joins us now. Morning, Mitch.
Hey, Mitch.
Where are you at now with Christina outside of the house, Mitch? Anything there?
She's a flight attendant, so she says she might visit me.
God, she's a flight attendant. And you love birds and she spends her life in the sky. It's perfect, Mitch.
Do you know how many birds get sucked into engines of planes every year, mate?
No, I don't. Do you know?
Oh, this would be a good fact.
No, I don't know, but I'm sure.
And that's The Week That Was with Gaundy and Maz.